At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Well, here in Spain, it's time to talk to Cajal Rochford from Brevin's Franks. How are you doing, Cajal?
I'm very well, Howard. Thank you very much. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's, what, a month since we last talked, so things happen, don't they, in a month's time?
Indeed. Time is flying this year, for sure.
For sure. Well, many of our listeners own property in Spain, or the UK, or both, and or may be thinking of buying or selling one. So today, Cathal and I are going to look at the capital gains tax implications for British expatriates in Spain. So, Cajal, starting with the basics, how does Spain tax capital gains made on the sale of Spanish property?
Okay, good question, Howard. So, quickly, to look at how income tax works in Spain, you have two forms of income tax. So you have the general rate of income tax and the savings rate of income tax. So the savings rate of income tax covers things like capital gains, interest, investment income, dividends, and things like that. And the rates are between 19 and 28%. And anything outside of the savings criteria would be covered in general income tax, which is quite a bit higher. The rates here in the Balearic region are between 19 and 49%. So when it comes to the sale of a property, which would be a savings rate or a capital gain, these would fall under the savings rate, which range between 19 to 28%. So on the first up to 200,000 euros worth of a gain, the rates are up to 23%. And then above that, they brought in a few new bands of tax rates since COVID. So between 200 and 300,000, there's a new rate at 27%. And then above a gain of 300,000, it's at 28%. So mostly the savings rates are between 19 and 23%.
And what about your main home? Do you need to pay tax when you sell your own residence?
Yeah, this depends. So if you are selling your main home and you're under the age of 65, you would need to reinvest the proceeds of your home sale into your next main home. You need to reinvest all of the proceeds, in fact, to get the full relief. And so if you are under 65 and you're selling your main home, you need to be aware of that fact. So in the UK, for example, you can sell your home under principal residence relief and there's no tax to be paid, no capital gains tax. But in Spain, you don't have that automatic relief. So as I said, if you're under 65, you need to reinvest all of the proceeds into your next main home. And if you're over 65, on the other hand, you don't need to make the reinvestment into your next main home. You'll get the relief. So the criteria of what qualifies as your main home is you need to have lived there for a period of 3 years, and it has to have been your main home within the past 2 years. And so again, there are reliefs if you do sell your main home if you're a resident here in Spain.
Are there other reliefs or allowances available?
There are. So in Spain, you have what's called the tax credit, which is quite low. It's 5,500 euros. So if that's not used against general income, be it a pension or employment income and so forth, you can use that against savings rate income or a capital gain. However, there's no capital gains tax allowance in Spain that you'd have in the UK. And in fact, in the UK, they've reduced it of late. So as I mentioned before, the only reliefs available would be if you either reinvested all of the proceeds of the sale of your main home into your next main home, or indeed if you're over 65 and you've sold the property, you can get the main home relief. There is another option which can give you some relief, which is if you reinvest the proceeds into an annuity, up to 240,000 euros of the gain can be relieved against buying an annuity. So this is for people who are over the age of 65 and they've reinvested in the annuity within 6 months of the sale of the property. So there are a few options, but overall, I guess that the main reliefs available is that if you make the property your main home and you either reinvest the proceeds, or indeed if you wait until you're over 65, you can sell the property at that point very tax efficiently.
Is the tax rate the same when a non-resident of Spain sells a Spanish property?
No. So overall, if you're a non-resident in Spain, you're taxed differently. So let's say you're an EU national and you sold a property in Spain, the tax rate on the sale would be 19%. And so what happens for a non-resident who sells a property, there's a 3% withholding tax on the sale proceeds. And then you'll need to make a declaration within about 4 months, which is a non-resident tax declaration. On the other hand, if you're a non-EU national, like a UK national, the tax rate's a bit higher. It's 24% for a non-resident who sells a property. And again, there will be a 3% withholding on the sale proceeds, and you'll have to make a non-resident tax return. So overall, however, the non-resident tax rates are a little bit lower than if you are a resident. So as I said, if you're a resident here, the rates are between 19 and 28%. So as a non-resident, you still have a capital gains tax implication if you sell a Spanish property.
And what happens when a Spanish resident sells a UK property? Do they pay tax in the UK or in Spain?
So this depends, really. So if you are living, if it was your main home in the UK and you've moved to Spain, well, first of all, if you're a resident then in Spain, there will be some UK capital gains tax to apply, because if you're a resident in Spain, you'd be a non-resident in the UK. And the UK brought in a new tax rule for non-residents, whereby the uplift or the gain on any property, UK property for non-residents, is taxable on the growth since the 5th of April 2015. So if you're living in Spain and you sell a UK property, there will likely be some UK capital gains tax to be paid on the uplift since 2015. However, on the Spanish side, this depends. So Spain will grant you the main home allowance so long as you can evidence that the UK property was your main home within the past 2 years of leaving it. So, for example, let's say you left the UK, it was your main home that you held there, and you moved to Spain and sold it within, say, 18 months. The UK will charge you likely a small amount of tax on the gain since 2015. But in Spain, they will give you an allowance against the capital gains tax due here. This, again, circles back to the point I made before. If you're under 65, you would need to reinvest the proceeds of your UK home sale into your next main home in Spain. Whereas if you're over 65, you can sell the property and pay no capital gains tax in Spain. On the other hand, however, let's say you were living in Spain and you sold a rental property that you held in the UK. This would indeed be taxable in Spain because you wouldn't get the main home allowance. So in that scenario, again, you'll pay some UK tax on the gain since 2015, which is due in the UK as UK sourced income, and the balance due would be payable here in Spain. The good news really is that there is a double tax treaty between the UK and Spain, and it means that you won't pay tax twice on the same capital gain. So if the UK taxes you on part of the gain, that can offset what might be due here in Spain, and you'll only pay the marginal balance in Spain.
So what are the UK capital gains tax rates, and are there any allowances?
Yeah, good question. So in the UK, the capital gains tax rates range from 10 to 28%, and it depends on what type of gain you're looking at. So if you're selling residential property, the rates are 18% for basic rate taxpayers and 28% for higher tax rate payers in the UK. On other assets such as shares and selling of a business, for example, the rates are between 10 and 20%. So in the UK, the rates, if you're a higher taxpayer, the rate would likely be 28%. As my colleague Paul touched upon in his latest discussion on the UK budget, there is a UK capital gains tax allowance available, which has been reduced in the recent budget down to £6,000. So in Spain, we don't have a capital gains tax allowance, but in the UK we have, but unfortunately it is dropping. So for the year 2023 to 2024, it's £6,000, and it's due to drop again to £3,000 in the following year. So there are some other reliefs available, of course, in the UK on selling, say, a property on the capital gains tax side. If you sell your main home in the UK, you get principal property relief, which means that you won't pay capital gains tax on your main home. And there are other forms of capital gains tax relief in the UK, such as entrepreneurship relief on selling your own business, which can be taxable at a reduced rate of 10% on a lifetime allowance of up to £1 million. So I think the main thing is just being aware of what the rates are and any allowances that you have available to you in the UK.
Okay. Now for a question for our listeners who are planning to move to Spain but still living in the UK at the moment. Is it better to sell their UK property while still a UK resident or wait until they're a tax resident in Spain?
Yeah, Howard, overall, our advice would be to look at these options prior to leaving the UK, because there are significant tax planning opportunities prior to moving to Spain, for example. And one of the main ones is your main home. So if you were to sell your UK main home whilst you're living in the UK, you can sell it tax-free, which can be a fantastic opportunity where you could have had decades worth of gains accruing, and you can realize all of those tax-free. However, on the other hand, if you have moved to Spain, and depending on how long you've been in Spain, there could be capital gains tax implications. If you've, say, lived in Spain for more than 2 years and you sold your UK home, the full gain will be taxable in Spain, since you bought the property, in fact, and there would be also UK tax payable, as I mentioned before. So overall, in summary, our advice would be to look to sell the property prior to leaving the UK. Some people, for example, have different objectives where they perhaps want to rent out the property or retain a foothold in the UK, and that's fine as well. But if you do have an intention of selling a property, we would recommend looking to do so prior to moving to Spain.
Are there any other tax implications Spanish residents need to be aware of when buying a property, whether in Spain, the UK, or elsewhere?
Yes, of course. I mean, when you buy a property, be it in Spain or the UK, there are various other taxes that you need to contend with. So, for example, if you bought a property in Spain, you'll have the equivalent of stamp duty here. It's called ITP, or it's a transfer tax. So that's if you buy an existing property. And the rates for that range in the Balearic region between 8 and 11%. If you buy a new property, it would be chargeable as IVA or VAT, which would be at 10%. So that's quite a significant tax if you're paying roughly, say, 10% on the purchase of a property. Other taxes that you might have to look at is rental income. If you rented the property out, you'll pay income tax on the income you receive from your rental. Even if you buy a holiday home and you don't rent it out, there is what's called a notional tax in Spain, where for the period that it hasn't been rented out, they do apply a notional income tax based on what you might have received as rental income during the period. And of course, there are various other taxes like property taxes, IBI, and taxes like that. Finally, if it does come to the point where you sell a property, there could be capital gains tax implications, which we touched upon, if it isn't your main home. On the UK, on the other hand, you have a similar tax structure. You have stamp duty on the purchase of your home. You very well could have income tax if it's a buy-to-let property and you have rental income, and you have various other council and property taxes, and again, capital gains tax on the sale. So buying a property can be a very good investment, and overall it can do very well over time, but there are significant taxes attached to owning a property, be it when you first purchase it, when you hold it, and also when you come to exit the property. So it's worth taking advice in terms of what might be the best investment for you.
Finally, Cajal, if someone has money to invest or is wondering about selling a property and investing the money instead, how does the taxation of capital investments compare to the taxation of property investments?
Yeah, good question, Howard. So, I would say recommend overall, if you're buying property is a very good investment if you can buy it and hold it for a very long time. And people have generated tremendous wealth by owning property throughout their career and onwards. But as people get towards retirement, it's often a prudent thing to look at rotating away some of the property assets that you hold, which could include selling your main home, for example. But property is illiquid. You can't increase or decrease the income as you wish, and you don't have full access to the capital. So I think if people are selling property, it's worth looking to do so in a tax-efficient manner. But there are other investments that could be available which are far more tax-efficient than owning property. As I touched upon in the previous point, you could be paying 10% and other notary and legal costs to purchase a property. The income you generate from the property could be taxable at your general income tax rate of between 19 to 49%. And you do have then various other capital gains taxes, etc., on closing or selling the property. However, a capital investment can be far more tax efficient. You don't have any initial taxes to start the investment. if you were to drop, when the investment is up and running, it generally can compound and grow very, very tax efficiently. So any income, gains, growth, dividends, etc. within the investment rolls up tax-free. And income you do take out by way of a withdrawal from the investment, you're likely to be paying a fractional rate of income tax versus what rental income might cost you in tax here in Spain. And so there are certainly other alternatives to property investing, which can make a big difference in terms of how much tax you'll pay as a resident here in Spain.
And how can people get information? I guess the website is the best place.
Absolutely, yeah. So on our website, if you're looking to move to one of our regions, we have offices, 25 offices across Europe in various countries, France, Spain, Portugal being some of our main regions. So you can get in touch via our website or just get in touch via our local office. You can give us a call and we'd be very happy to have a chat with anybody who's looking to take advice on any of these issues, whether you're moving from the UK in the future or indeed you've already made the move and you're living in one of our kind of core countries.
And of course, the website is blevinsfranks.com. Thank you very much, Cathal. Indeed. It's always informative, and I look forward to talking to you again in about a month's time.
Thank you, Howard. I appreciate it.